God's family is a loving family. So many families today are fragmented and torn apart by internal strife as a result of selfishness, greed, and envy. Perhaps someone listening right now is the victim of a broken home and divided family. The pain is great, and the suffering is real. Let me recommend to you a family where there is total love and acceptance. It's God's family. Oh, sure, there are times when we fuss and see things differently, but for those who are truly His children, love always overcomes. Who comes to mind when you think of great families? If someone were to ask me that question, several answers could be considered. If great means power and influence, we might mention the family names such as Rockefeller or Kennedy. If great means money and wealth, then the names of J. Paul Getty or Sam Walton would certainly come to mind. And if great has reference to recognition or popularity, we could mention Great Britain's House of Windsor, or maybe a famous musician or movie star. Without a doubt, there would be much debate over who should be named as the greatest family in all the world. I want to tell you who I believe is the greatest family in all the world. Believe it or not, it's a family to which I belong. I know what you are thinking. You are saying to yourself, who does this guy think he is? He certainly is not as wealthy, powerful, influential, or popular as Rockefeller, Kennedy, or Walton. And I would have to agree that is true. But you see, my friend, I am not measuring greatness in the way that the world measures it. True greatness cannot be measured by wealth, power, fame, or popularity. True greatness must be measured by worth and value as God sees it, and not as man measures it. What I'm saying will make more sense to you as we continue through this series of messages. But first, let's see what God says about this great family in the book of 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 13. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out His commandments. This is love for God, to obey His commands. And His commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God which He has given about His Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about His Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. What a family! God says that we have been born from above, that through Him we will overcome the world, that our life and relationship together is not just in this life, but is eternal, and that as a result of sharing His life, we have a godly love for Him and for each other. My friend, there's not another family in the human race that can claim all of that. And it's all available to you and me by simply exercising faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But I want to give to you some other reasons why I believe God's family is the greatest family in all the world. Let us begin with the fact that the family traits are great. You see, there are physical, emotional, and intellectual characteristics that are traits of families. In much the same way, we can see traits that mark God's family. There are some characteristics that identify this great family made up of all of those who have given their lives to Jesus Christ. First of all, God's family is a large family. Now, we don't see many large families in the United States today. There was once a time when many families had 6 to 10 or more children, but that is seldom the case. In fact, our national average is 2.2 children per family. This is due to many factors, not the least of which is the fact that we have bought into the lies that to have more is irresponsible and the myth of overpopulation in our world. I personally believe that these lies and others are being used to break down the traditional family values that our country was founded upon. But God's family is not limited by worldly thoughts or affected by the philosophies of social engineers. Praise God, His family is a large family, and it's growing every day. Sitting around God's table, there are people of every race, nationality, and language group. Listen to John's description of this family as he describes what he saw when they were all gathered in heaven. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." Yes, without a doubt, God's family is a large family. But not only is it a large family, it is a living family. What do I mean when I say a living family? I have reference here to spiritual life and vitality. You see, my friend, the Bible says that people are spiritually dead when they do not have Christ in their hearts. The Apostle Paul explained it well when he wrote to the Christians at Ephesus. Listen to his words found in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." Concerning that spiritual life, Jesus spoke these words in John 10:10. "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." My friend, it is only by faith in Christ, by being born into His spiritual family, that we discover the meaning of life and what it means to be truly alive. But there is a third trait that makes God's family the greatest family in all of the world. His family is a loving family. So many families today are fragmented and torn apart by internal strife as a result of selfishness, greed, and envy. Perhaps someone listening right now is the victim of a broken home and divided family. The pain is great, and the suffering is real. Let me recommend to you a family where there is total love and acceptance. It's God's family. Oh, sure, there are times when we fuss and see things differently. But for those who are truly His children, love always overcomes. Listen to the words of the Apostle John in the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 14. "We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death." And these words in chapter 4 verse 7. "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." Then these words of Jesus found in John 13, verses 34 and 35. "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Yes, my friend, God's family is the greatest family in all the world. This family is a large, living, and loving family, one to which you should belong. And you can be a part of this family. All you must do is put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you are willing to do that, He will become your brother and God will be your Father. Won't you receive Him today?